Hi, friends, and welcome to Starting with Scripture, a little reflection from Doodles of Devotion. I'm Raquel, and each week I take a moment to pause with you to read the gospel, wonder together, and find where these ancient stories meet our everyday lives. Whether you're coloring, commuting, or just catching your breath, I'm glad you're here.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 23, verses 33 to 43. Glory to you, O Lord. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This week's gospel takes us to one of the most challenging and sacred moments in scriptures, the cross. Usually I illustrate Jesus in modern settings with contemporary clothing, but I'm struggling with that this time. Jesus is being tortured on the cross, and he's essentially naked. And if we tried to modernize that scene, it would be like depicting Jesus with minimal clothing on an electric chair. Just saying that brings the reality of what he endured into sharper focus for me. And that's hard, and it's hard enough for adults to grasp. So how do we show that to children? So for this piece, I decided instead to keep the illustration in its ancient setting. So we're familiar with seeing the crucifixion. Even children are used to seeing the crucifixion. But I decided that here on Patreon, as I'm speaking to adults, I want to honor how horrific it truly was and how desensitized we've become to its gravity. It's a very heavy passage, and I didn't expect to sit with this right before Advent, and yet here we are. Standing at the foot of the cross, everything looks like it's lost. People are mocking, soldiers are gambling, and there are also people suffering beside him. And nothing here looks powerful or kingly, but still in the middle of all of this pain, Jesus does something unexpected. He forgives. "Father, forgive them," he says, "even now and here." I struggle with forgiving others every single day, every single day. And here is Jesus saying, "Father, forgive them." So last night in my intro to biblical Greek class, we talked about the grammar in this specific line. And it suggests that he didn't just say this once, he was saying it over and over. He kept on saying it again and again, "Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And that hit me in a very profound way, because it's hard enough for me to just do it once, but he kept saying it throughout this whole time where they're torturing him. And even one of the criminals hanging on the cross beside Jesus jeered. And I was moved when the other criminal said, "Don't you fear God? Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserved. But this man did nothing wrong." And Jesus said, and he asked Jesus like to remember him when he comes into his kingdom. And Jesus says, truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise. And I think that that is so powerful because it reminds me of the prayer of confession that we do at church, where we ask for forgiveness for our sins, both those that are known to us and those that are unknown to us. And it just paints a picture of how Jesus's love is limitless. It's so wide and it stretches even over the people hurting him, even over the ones who don't understand what they're doing, even over us in our hardest days. So at the cross, Jesus shows a kind of courage that doesn't look like strength as the world defines it. It's not forceful or loud. It's mercy. It's tenderness. It's a refusal to let violence have the final word. His forgiveness doesn't erase harm, but it transforms the moment with love instead of retaliation. So as we enter this week, I invite you to wonder with me, where in my life am I being invited to forgive, even if the forgiveness feels slow, imperfect, or repeated, like Jesus's prayer? When faced with hurt or conflict, what would it look like to respond with love instead of reacting with harm? How can I practice nonviolence in my daily choices, in words, tone, even my posture, and my presence? May the gospel remind us that choosing love is not weakness and forgiving is not forgetting, but both are ways of staying close to the heart of Jesus, whose mercy reshapes the world one act at a time.
Thank you for spending this time with me today. If Doodles of Devotion brings a bit of reflection, calm, or connection to your week, I'd love for you to join us as a paid member on Patreon. Your support helps me keep creating these family devotionals, illustrations, and recordings, and helps me share them freely with others who might need them right now. And if now's not the right time, that's completely okay. Just being here, listening, and sharing this space means so much. You can find all the devotionals and past episodes at patreon.com/doodlesofdevotion. As you draw, pray, and share, may you find God's grace in every line and conversation.